Welcome to today's deep dive. You know, choosing flooring for your home is exactly like picking tires for your car. I mean, it fundamentally changes the ride.
Oh, absolutely. Put the wrong tires on a sports car and you feel every single bump.
Right. And put the wrong flooring in a sunny backyard and suddenly you are, you know, tiptoeing across hot coals. So today we are pulling from a guide by Hunter Pavers to unpack this. We want to figure out the practical engineering differences between travertine and, well, basically everything else you could put on your floors.
Yeah, and what's fascinating here is that to understand that quote-unquote ride, you really have to look at how travertine is actually made. Because it isn't just poured in a factory somewhere.
Yeah, it's natural stone.
Exactly. It's formed over thousands of years in natural mineral springs through the rapid precipitation of calcium carbonate. Basically, this mineral-rich water bubbles up, the water evaporates, and it leaves behind this really dense, rocky mineral shell.
And that shell traps microscopic air pockets inside, doesn't it?
It does. And those trapped air pockets are essentially the secret sauce here.
Because when you compare travertine to man-made stuff, like concrete or resin composites, it just acts completely differently under the sun. I mean, dark concrete just absorbs solar radiation until it's blistering hot.
Right, exactly. But the porous, aerated structure of travertine gives it this incredible thermal insulation. It doesn't trap the heat. It actually reflects it.
Oh, wow. So even in the peak of summer, it's not going to burn your feet.
Nope. The stone stays naturally cool and totally safe for bare feet. Add in the fact that it's salt tolerant and ignores the UV radiation that usually fades or warps synthetic composites. You basically end up with a material that outlasts precast concrete by decades.
Wait, hold on. If we're talking about a rock filled with tiny trapped air bubbles, my instinct says that should be super fragile. Like, a porous material usually crumbles under pressure.
Yeah, you'd think so, but the calcium carbonate matrix is actually incredibly robust. It expands and contracts with temperature changes way better than rigid synthetics.
But it doesn't just snap when the temperature drops.
Exactly. Instead of cracking during a freeze-thaw cycle, which standard concrete often does, that natural structure gives it the flexibility to maintain its integrity under extreme weather.
Okay, so it survives the brutal elements. But bringing it down to daily life, how does it handle the mundane stuff? You know, dirt, spilled drinks, leaves.
It is remarkably forgiving, actually. Think about a perfectly uniform, manufactured ceramic tile. It acts like a blank canvas, so every single speck of dirt or dust is instantly visible.
Oh, I hate that. But travertine is different.
Yeah, because of travertine's organic textures and color variations, it provides a natural camouflage for normal backyard or hallway debris.
It's like the heathered gray t-shirt effect. A solid white shirt highlights the coffee stain, but a textured heathered gray visually hides it.
That is a perfect analogy. Plus, the minor physical pits in the stone actually trap the dust, keeping it from blowing around until you wash it.
But speaking of washing, the guide specifically mentions only using pH-neutral soap, which, I mean, it makes total sense if you remember it's made of calcium carbonate. That's highly reactive, right?
Highly reactive to acid, yes. If you use a heavy-duty chemical cleaner or even spill a bunch of highly acidic citrus juice and just leave it there, it will literally eat into the stone.
Yikes. So no lemon juice.
Right. Just a simple neutral soap and water is all you need to keep it clean without dissolving your floor.
Which brings us to the actual surface finish. Because if I'm putting this in a bathroom versus a pool deck, the stone has to be treated differently based on where you walk.
Yeah, this is where it becomes pure engineering. For a pool surround, you would use a tumbled finish. They physically distress the stone to soften the edges and give it a P5-rated slip resistance.
And for those wondering, P5 is the highest possible rating on the slip resistance scale. It basically means the surface has enough grit and friction to stop a wet foot from hydroplaning.
Exactly. But you obviously wouldn't want that rough, gritty texture in your kitchen, so indoors, you'd use a honed and filled finish.
Honed and filled.
Yeah, they fill those natural air pockets with a hard resin and grind the surface completely smooth. It gives you that organic look, but makes it simple to mop.
Oh, nice. Mm. And they even engineer the thickness, too, right? Like a lean 12 millimeters for an interior hallway, but a heavy 30-millimeter slab to withstand the shifting ground of an outdoor patio.
Spot on. They tailor the physical cut to the specific environment.
I did notice that high-gloss polish isn't really recommended for wet areas, even though that's the classic ancient palace look. Why not just use high-gloss polished travertine everywhere if it looks the most luxurious?
Well, because the second a high-gloss polished stone gets wet, it loses all friction. It becomes an absolute ice rink.
Oh, right. Not great for a bathroom.
No, not at all. Honed or tumbled finishes give you the refined aesthetic without turning your bathroom into a hazard zone.
So choosing travertine isn't just about picking a pretty pattern. It's leveraging thousands of years of geology. You know, those microscopic air pockets for cooling, the density for weather resistance, the visual texture for hiding dirt. It really out-engineers modern
It
composites.
really does. It's a literal piece of the earth doing a job that manufactured materials struggle to replicate.
And since it is born from ancient mineral springs, sitting right there in your kitchen or by your pool, it kind of leaves you wondering, what other ancient, invisible geological histories are hiding beneath your feet in the mundane materials you walk across every single day?